Mm-hmm. You, when you put them in the bunch into the woods, wanted them to stay there, we usually fixed a place, bed, and fed them at this bed for a while to get them used to being there, so they wouldn't run clear off somewhere else.
Did you have, what would you call those things that would come out of their mouth? Those sharp...
Tusks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got a hog mad, what would stand up on his back?
Bristle. Yeah, his bristles would stand up. It sounds strange, but back down here in the 5 meter bottoms, one time there was some of us went down there fishing, and there was an old wild sow and two pigs there at the bow, and that old sow went off in the water there, and those two pigs got on that old sow's back, and she swam across the bow. That's hard to believe, but if I hadn't had some fellas there with me that saw to do it, well,
good.
Never would have told it for the truth, but that's the God's truth, that those two pigs got on that old sow's back, and she swam that bow to get on the other side away from them.
You know, I saw a deer swimming across onto an island one time.
Yeah.
You could barely see her head up over the...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's something.
Yes, sir, but that's...
Good. Right. Pig swam the... How can they... I don't see how they could do that, but that really is something.
Now, they say a fat hog can't swim, says it'll cut its throat with his front hoofs. But a thin hog can sure swim and hold it.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen those, don't hogs have different types of feet? Some of them have a cloven.
Well, I don't, seems to me like I did see a hog or two that had a solid hoof, but all I ever raised or had anything to do with had the split hoof. It seemed to me like...
Called a mule-footed.
Yeah, seemed to me like, I'm sure I saw one somewhere, but
that had.
It was just a solid hoof.
Yeah. Well, when you killed hogs, what part of the hogs did you eat? Everything but the squeal?
Just about. The head would clean it, make head cheese out of it, I know, and even the ears, I believe they clean the ears and put them in with something or other, and they'd make, cut up a certain part of it, make sausage, and I've got an old time sausage mill out here in the shed out here now. I bet it's had tons of sausage, but the
yeah,
great big one. And
now that bottom you mentioned, was that, where was that? Is that kind of a low place where?
Yeah.
Is it filled in wood? Is it got woods in it?
Yeah, it's this biometer that you cross over here. Goes on down through the woods way on down south there. That's where it was. They call it Biometer Bottoms. They